Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Ascension Thursday, and from South Africa, we have Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emapatewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled Breaking Down the Walls.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, after his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood among them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand here, looking up towards heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. From the time of Jesus to right around about the 16th century, it was very easy for one to picture the ascension, because until the 16th century, people thought the cosmos or the world was flat, and above it was the heavens, and in the middle was the earth, where we humans live. And below the earth was what was referred to as the underworld. In the heavens, it was the domain of God. Here on earth, the abode of humans. And the underworld, it was for the evil one. But today, as we celebrate the ascension of Jesus into heaven, it is not so much a day of sadness, though we are bidding farewell, but Jesus is not leaving or departing from us. Rather, this is the day of great joy, because today we are renewing our hope in the goal towards which the blessed Lord himself is leading us. The ascension of Jesus is not his removal from earth, but rather the removal of all restrictions, of all barriers of space and time. And therefore, the removal of space and time facilitates his constant presence everywhere here on earth. As the Blessed Lord ascends to the Father, he leaves behind a mandate to you and me, who are his followers. to go out to the world and preach, to be his witnesses to the rest of the world. Jesus going back to the Father, who is the Alpha and the Omega, is pointing us to where we, his disciples or his followers, truly belong. We belong to God, who is our Father, and that is our destination. Jesus only precedes us so that we too can follow where he has gone.